Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 17. After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore I did not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed, for I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they all glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Evan Gaertner, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Hamburg, Michigan.
In today's gospel lesson, we meet a centurion who has a slave who is ill, and this slave is a dear friend to him. And so the centurion sends elders to meet Jesus. He has heard about Jesus. The elders exhort Jesus to come because they believe the centurion is worthy of this honor. He loves us. He has built the synagogue for us. This exhortation for Jesus to act, it's built on a foundation that the centurion has demonstrated the worthiness of this honor. As a pastor like those elders in Capernaum, I am aware of good works and the wealth of people in my congregation. And I wonder if my focus, my priority, shamefully becomes motivated by the foundation of the good works and the wealth of certain families in my congregation. I wonder during capital campaigns and stewardship efforts that I would find more success if I would have private lunches with key donors. I recall a time when someone in my congregation was sick. And someone came to me and said, "Pastor, you need to go visit him. He is a good man." Jesus, he does go ahead. He journeys with the Jews from Capernaum. And even while on the way, this party is stopped. The centurion has sent a different group to meet Jesus. And the message of this different group is different than the message of the elders. This new group, by the text, are called friends. The elder's message was come because he is important. The centurion's friends have the message, "Do not come because he is not worthy." The centurion understands authority. Say the word and the servant must be healed. The centurion, he moves the authority for healing from any foundation built on his own authority towards a foundation built on the authority of Jesus. Jesus marvels at this confession of faith, using the same word that is usually reserved for those who receive the miracle. Jesus is the one that marvels at the centurion. And then at the word of Jesus, Through the authority of his mercy, the centurion's servant is found well by the time the friends of the centurion return to the house. The foundation of Jesus' action in this world is not found in our good works or our wealth. The motivation and strength for us to reach out to our neighbor in their need will not be found measured by the good works that our neighbor has done in the past for us. When the snares of death surround us, just as they surrounded the house of centurion, that evil foe of death cannot be defeated with any pleas for God to recognize all that we have done for him. The elders went with a message, but it was the friends of the centurion that went to Jesus with an honest confession of faith. Not by my authority, O Lord, will I know you. When the bitter pangs of death surround me, I will be saved by the works of Jesus. The mission of the church in this world, it does not follow the road towards those who do good works or have great wealth. Salvation, rescue from death, is found in Jesus alone. And we will help our friends when we point them to Jesus and not back to their own good works. The authority for the church to act, it must be built on the foundation of Jesus. Because if we try to build our foundation to act on the greatness of those who are around us, we will find ourselves often not acting at all. Because we will find all sorts of excuses not to act for this person or not to help that person. They don't deserve it. We witness in the miracle of the power of Jesus' word to bring life and healing, that Jesus stops us from trying to parade toward him with the banners of our own good works, and instead we find ourselves returning to our homes with the banner of his love. That builds the church up. That builds our communities up. That is the mission of the church, to find the march of death to be stopped by the power and authority of mercy of Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
We thank Pastor Evan Gehertner from St. Paul Lutheran Church, Hamburg, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.